There's another minhag that the Shach brings down, the Ramah brings down, that on the day of the Brit Milah, the Mohel, it's custom for him to be the Hazan. Different reasons have been given why that's so. For the Makshine Milah, he brings down from a rabbi called Makim Moshe. So he says, the reason why they invite the Mohel to be the Hazan, Velinir e ta'am min hagze, ki shatz hu atab bizman hazeh b'mkum kohen ha-makriv. Well, the Hazan today is no different than the Kohen in the olden days. They used to bring the Korban in the Beit HaMikdash. And it says in Yerushalmi that in the olden days when they would invite somebody to be Hazan, it says, Zeh sha'avar lefnei ha-teva en omrim bo v'hitpalel, ela bo v'karev. They would tell him, go bring the korban for us. That's how they would invite him. Lachen mehar she'atahu makriv korban ze b'ma shema latinok. If you look at the circumcision as a korban, so therefore at that day the mohel is actually the kohen that's bringing the korban on the lap of the sandak. So therefore it would be ra'ui for the makriv the korban on the day to be the hazan, which is the same avodah. So then he brings a nice name is that if you take the word milah, Mila is Rashi Tevot. Mohel Yered Lefne HaTeva. That the Mohel should be the one that's Yered, that should go down in front of the Teva. Of course, the poskim bring down that if there's an Avel, and the custom was, and still is in some communities, that the Avel wants to be Hazan. It's a zechut for him to be Poted the Sivur, to be Ma'alei Neshama. So if he says, I want to be the Hazan, and there's a Mohel in the synagogue, so the Shach says, all these derashot are very nice, but not to take it away from the Avel, he comes first, even before the Mohel.